Yeah, my name is Chanchal Malhotra. I was born in a small village of state Haryana. It is in India itself, and I'm very excited to open a WTM center in India. I am postgraduate in botany, and as well as I am a doctorate in biotechnology. In my family, I have two kids, my husband and my father-in-law. My mother used to be very simple, sober, and very cordial lady. And in my childhood, I was having so many queries about that, why we die and why we quarrel and where is the God and why we make the temple and all that. And she used to answer all my queries. I was having strong inclination from childhood about to whatsoever the questions comes. I was very curious to know the answers of all these. So in that way, after my post graduation, I shifted to Delhi, and in Delhi itself, I worked as a PGT teacher about 20 years. And after that, I started my job as assistant professor in one of the university of the Haryana itself. And Haryana, it is located very near to Delhi. As everybody is having some sort of search in their life, so I was also in search of answering all the doubts and queries about the world itself and about the life, like why different countries fight against each other, why on the sake of development human is depleting the environment, and why the so much of the gap and so much of the difference is there between the male and the female, and why it is so that the males dominate female, and why so much of the feminism movement are against the males itself. We male and female are equally good, but having the different characteristics, we are different. So all that sort of the things were there in my mind. And I am doing meditation from last about 10 to 15 years, but the upsurge was there when my mother-in-law left us. Means it was a very dramatic, and it was a very surprising moment for me that in the morning she was there with us, and within 1 hour she was no more. And after 1 or 2 days, means all the stuff she used to wear and all that, that was out of the home. And literally this thing shaken me a lot. So you can say that this all happening, it brought more inclination towards meditation. So in the journey of my meditation, I was following the Brahma Kumaris and many of the spiritual leaders of the India. But still so many queries were there which remain unsolved. Then after that, I starting reading the literature of the Osho, and I heard many of the videos of the Osho. Osho is a spiritual guru of the India, and I found the teachings of Osho, which were very close to the science. And being the biologist, I am very much clear about the theory of evolution and all that. So when I heard the Osho's teachings, then these were very close to science also. So these attracted me a lot. So one day, I suddenly come across with the while I was scrolling the post of the social media on the social media itself, then suddenly I come across the interview of Jeremy Griffith, and it was of 1 hour, and I repeatedly listen it because English is not my mother tongue, so in one time it was not clear to me, so I listened to that two, three times, and literally it was there that it shaken my life. Means you can say it turned my life. The reason was because Jeremy Griffith, first thing was because he is the biologist, and in the interview itself, the main thing that there is quarrel between the fight between the genes and the neurons. And I was being biologist, I was able to understand this whole thing very clearly. So this interview shaken me a lot. And when I heard the interview, I was just into the tears, you can say. And to me, I can see that whatsoever the queries were there in my mind, the solution and the answer of all was there in that the interview. Then very next day, I shared the link with so many people. I was not knowing whether they were able to understand the language and all that. I miss whether they will be interested or not, but I shared the link with them. So from that interview only, then I joined the WTM Center. And from there only, I came to know that the Freedom Book is there. So I downloaded the Freedom Book. And the best part of the Freedom Book was there that it was free of cost. So, though that book was very lengthy and having number of the pages, and the language was also very difficult, I completed that book in almost 1.5 months. And the best part of that book is that if you forget that what you are studying, what you are reading, the repeated understanding about the fight up of gene and neuron is over there. So, in that book means each and every word of the book was quite different and was answering whatsoever the query can come to the mind of any of the person. So it was answering all those queries. And in that book, the work of scientist is over there, biologist is over there, and psychologist is over there, psychiatry is over there, the spirituality is over there. Means in every way, in whatsoever the way you are moving and you want to find the answers of all that, the things were there. So in that way, literally it was a breakthrough in the life of human being by the work of the Jeremy Griffith. I feel that this is the only book that can save humanity. And from that book, I came to know that actually our basic nature is selfless love. And whatsoever the behavior we are showing, that is because of the conflict between the genes and the neurons. And after that, whatsoever the other books were there of the Dr. Jeremy Griffith, like The Great Guilt, and I read almost all the books. So it always come in my mind too that why it is happening that the psychologically and psychiatric issues are raising among the kids nowadays. So when really in that book all that had been mentioned, the because the conflict in the genes and the neuron is increasing in the coming generation, and because of that only we are psychologically ill. So it is not a case of one human being, but it is a case of all human race. And from that book only, I got the answers from that book itself, that why the differences between the male and the female means actually it is not the fault of the male and female, because the conflict is over there, and that's why the male is dominating over the female, and the female are running the feminist movement and all that. And previously, in our books or in the YouTube videos, we have always heard that when the kids come in the adolescence age, then the hormonal changes are over there. And from that book only, I came to know that it is not the case of the hormones, but because of the state of the resignation, that's why the kids, the adolescent kids, are behaving like that only. And at certain period of age, means like 30 and 31, why we are after the materialistic things. And this is not the case of the one person, but this is the case of all human race. And from that work only, from the work of Jeremy Griffith, I came to know that all that is because of the resignation. And as we advanced in age, the resignation increases. That's why it is that the 50 years person or the 60 years age person always want to pressurize or press the adolescent people. And if I talk about the number of the things, like why on the sake of development, why we are killing other entities, like we are killing the tiger, we are killing the lion, we are killing the snake, we are killing the cockroach and all that. And we are doing the domestication, and domestication is killing the wildlife. And why this is happening, from the book Freedom, I was able to get the answers, because the conflict is there between the genes and the neurons, and the friction arises, and from that friction only so many problems are coming. So in that way, this work is very close to my heart, and because of that only I want to open the WTM Center. The reason is what? Because WTM Center is not any religious movement, but it is a movement only and only which can save humans from this crisis situation and can save the human race from extinction itself. After reading these books, the number of changes are there in my life too. Like my kids, they are of the adolescent age, they are 16-year-old. So I discuss all these things with my kids too, and not only with my kids, but the whatsoever the other children are there in my family, I'm able to discuss all these with them. And I feel that I am able to raise them in a better way. Means I am raising them not as a boy or as a girl, but as a human being. And other than that, though earlier also my relation with my husband is very nice, and but because of that, we are able to understand each other in much better way too. The the understanding I am getting from this book, as well as I got from my meditation, I always share with my kids and with my husband, with my family. So in that way, it is bringing some other different sort of harmony in our relation too, and not only in my relation, but with the other people are there in my surrounding. I am so much inspired by the work of Jeremy Griffith that I am using this explanation in my general presentation too. Means I'm opening the WTM Center now itself, but before, prior to that too, I had used his work in number of the presentations like body shaming and in the biodiversity awareness program. So this work is very close to my heart, and you can say it is not a case of understanding of mine, but it is a case of understanding for whole the human race, so that we can bring the harmony, the peace, not only for the human beings, but for the other lives too. I want to WTM Center because I feel that everybody is having some search in their life other than the daily course, and I was also having, and I feel that after reading the book, The Freedom, whatsoever the so many queries were there in my mind, I came to the answer of all that. And I want that this information, this actual answer should go to other people too, in the society itself. And by that only we will be able to make a good world, a good, not the world, but the universe. And because of that only, I want to open the WTM Center.